The title of my talk today is Sometimes You Get What You Want. And I actually heard that in conversation with a friend of mine recently where she met a new beau and they'd been looking for love. And he said to her, sometimes you get what you want. I thought, how cute. Then it made me think about a movie that I saw years ago called The Big Chill. I love that movie. I don't like why they're there, but I do like the movie. And so all these college chums come together after years of being apart because a friend of theirs committed suicide, and they thought that they could do something for them. And one of the songs that they played at his service was by the Rolling Stones. You can't always get what you want, but if you try sometimes, you get what you need. So I thought about that. Do I get what I need? Do I get what I want? Do I get what I deserve? Do I get what I ask for? Then you think about, do you ask for the right things at the right time? What if we got everything we asked for when we asked for it? If you saw The Secret some years ago, they had a video. They've got a book out, and they had a video out. And they had this scenario where the guy thought about an elephant because he got a postcard in the mail. His friend was visiting Africa or someplace like that. So he got the postcard in the mail, and he thought, well, if there was an elephant in the room, an elephant appeared in the room. So an elephant appeared in the video, of course, in the room, and then there was poop in the room because he had the elephant in the room. They have to use the restroom, right? So it's like amazing about thinking about what you want and it happening and then some of the results that happen because of what you thought about. So there are times in my life where I think about some of the things that, did I get what I want? Do I always need what I want? Do I ask for the right things? And as Lee was talking about, I'm a practitioner and a minister. You're always a practitioner first, and then you're a minister in my book, because it's all about the prayer work that we do. So I didn't plan on being a practitioner either. It was the classes. I saw that this teaching was changing my life. My thoughts were becoming things. So if I had good thoughts, good things were happening. If I didn't have so good thoughts, that was happening too. And of course, you're out here in the world with other people. So some interactions with others' actions happening. But you're aligning, I'm aligning, each of us are aligning ourselves with paths that bring us to our greater good or the things that we want. There was a mantra that I picked up from The Secret, because at one point in my journey, even after becoming a practitioner in 2008, my job was going away with IBM. I didn't ask for that. I did not want that, but it was happening. But let me get down to the nitty-gritty of that story. I was working on a deal. The customer wanted us to do the same thing over and over again the same way. But they had hired us to do something different. Well, I'm there struggling, trying to do what they want, but it was the same, but you hired us to change it, and we're giving you ideas. So I went to my boss and said, we're not accomplishing the goal here. They want us to do something the same old way, but they want different results. Crazy. You're right, Angela. I no longer had a job. What? But it didn't make sense what we were doing. So I came up with this mantra from The Secret I adopted from Michael Beckwith. You can start with nothing, and out of nothing, and out of no way, a way will be made. Now, what is that but prayer? So I sat back and I thought about all the things I had done with the company, and I asked, would I change one thing? People ask you, if you had some place in your life, would you change it? And a lot of people say yes. I say no, because one little change or turn changes everything. Watch Back to the Future and see if you don't see that happening in there. Right? So every one little thing changes something else. It's up to us to figure out truly in our core what we wanted. Well, that job let me travel. I traveled the whole world at that point. Places I never even thought about going, I had been. Would I trade that? No. Didn't even ask for some of that, but it came about. went to Trinidad. I went to Australia. I was all over Canada. So almost all of the U.S. I only have 8 states to go. So it's amazing what some of the things I wasn't even asking for, I was getting what I wanted and what I needed. So as I thought about the fact that, okay, my job is going away. I've got this mantra. I still had a little fear. You know, how am I paying my bills? I just bought a new car. That was 2007 when I bought the car. This was 2008. So I sat on the floor and I made a vision board. I think you've seen my vision boards. If you've ever done one, that came from The Secret as well. Had never done one before, but I sat down, cut my car, took a picture of my car, cut the car out. Wanted to keep the car. I need the car. Get around in. Also wanted to keep a roof over my head. Wanted that. But I wanted more than that. That was just kind of basic. I still wanted to travel and see the world. They had planted a new seed in my head, or a greater seed. I've always liked travel, but I'm like, other countries? Oh my goodness, how do I get more of that? As I'm going through this and making my vision board, we were having more classes then, so I look forward to us having classes, because this is the commercial on Sunday. So then you go check out the product when you take the class. So I was taking classes at that time, and we had a bookstore. And the bookstore, it's almost like this book fell off the shelf, and it said prayer. How to Pray Effectively from the Science of Mind by Ernest Holmes. And you know he's the founder of the Science of Mind teaching. So I opened the book, knowing what the steps of treatment were. I just wanted to find out, am I not praying well enough? Am I fearful in my prayer? Why in the world did this happen to me? And I'm a practitioner walking the walk. Life is going to happen to us is the deal. When I became a minister, oh my God, we won't go there today. So it's visualizing your life, and that's how you speak it into existence. So it's, let me just read a couple of things from here. We must know that we know. When I was going through that train of thought about why, how did I talk myself out of a job? I didn't really want to do that. I was just saying the customer wasn't doing what we had, the better product that we were delivering to them. And we were doing the same thing. And he was noticing that. I became brave enough, I guess, to say it out loud. And that bravery and that courage really lined me up. Little did I know for the next thing. And that's following the signs. So we have to know that we know. We are to demonstrate that spiritual thought forces has power over all apparent material resistance. And this cannot be done unless we have an abounding confidence in the principle which we approach. This is telling us we've got to have faith. That means you don't see it. I saw my job gone. But I had to look beyond the job being gone and get tactical about it. So we've got things that vibrate us well, and sometimes it's music, and sometimes it's art, and sometimes it's climbing a mountain, sometimes it's sex, sometimes it's a car. So it's many different things that we find. Another movie comes to mind as I was thinking about what other stories to relate to finding the signs and you're on the right track. A movie came on while I was just even thinking about the talk called Under the Tuscan Sun with Diane Lane. And she too had gone through a divorce. I think my divorce was the trigger finding this teaching. There was other things, but that was the biggest pain point in my life. And I was looking for more, and my traditional walk wasn't helping. And I was listening to jazz, one of my other vibrational things that I do, and I heard Dr. Kennedy Schultz on the radio say, if you have a greater idea about God, and I wanted to always keep a greater idea. I did not want to concave into something negative or lack or not enough. So knowing that, watching this movie, I saw this woman struggling. You know, she was all happy and didn't even know something was happening in her marriage. Some guy that she gave a bad review on walked up to her, and it's ironic what's happening in your life is kind of his line. And she's wondering, and what's happening is he's actually seeing another woman. She's actually expecting a baby, and they want the house that she got that she paid for it and renovated with her mother's money. I mean, it was just, when it rains, it pours, right? So she ends up going on this trip that her gay friend Patty can't go because she's pregnant now. And so she goes and she's on a gay trip so she won't get hit on, so she thinks. And she sees this house as she's exploring Italy. And as they get stopped on the next part of their tour, she only saw a sign of the house in one of the villages, and now she's actually in front of this house. She gets off the tour bus with all her luggage. Long story short, she buys the house. She's got to renovate it. All this stuff is going on. She doesn't know what she's doing. And her friend's aunt, who's pregnant, and her relationship breaks up, ends up in Italy too. So along this story, she wants a family in the house. She wants a wedding in the house. And she wants food and love in the house. And although it wasn't showing up like how she thought it was in her traditional way, she had a marriage in the house. One of the helpers got married to one of the vineyard's daughters. Her girlfriend who had the baby, she had the baby in the house. And she had food and love. And then on that same wedding day, a lover walks up into her life that's a writer looking for her. So if we want something, I think we just start to walk and go with the challenges that come with it. It's not going to be easy. If anybody ever tells you it's going to be easy, run the other direction. If there's some other challenge in your life, it is true. Everyone has something challenging them. It's their faith that's getting them through. The ones that you see really getting on the other side of this, how do they do it? If you want to be stuck, stay in the dark. Don't utilize your faith. Don't let your courage guide you. You can stay there and you can wallow in what, oh, woe is me, or I don't have what I want. I don't even have what I need, because we're not asking for it. We're not praying for it. There's 5 to 7 steps of treatment, and there are papers out there on the table, or on our welcome table, that tells you those steps. Now, the first one is knowing that there is a power greater than you. Know that. If you don't know that, I'm not sure what to tell you. You know, it starts there. Probably wouldn't even be in this room, right? So that's where it starts. If you can accept that as a possibility, the next one is that you're one with it. Just like the ocean doesn't look for a wave. The wave is in the ocean. We are that wave in that ocean. You don't have to figure it out. It's there. So if we can believe that, guess what? You can ask for what you want and what you need. There's an affirmation. Say it. It may not be in existence. What did I want? I wanted to stay employed. And I started calling everybody I knew, and that was overwhelming. I'm like, hold on. Let me just stay within IBM first. If they kick me out, then I'll start talking to people outside of IBM. So I use my same time. That's our instant message, right, inside of IBM, just like you have in, you know, all these other search engines and communications. So I had the nerve to turn down a job in Dallas, Texas. It's too hot. It was hotter than Atlanta. I'm like, I'm not going there. I'm like, wait a minute, you need a job. What are you doing? Get what you want. Get what you need. So I backed up. I'm like, you know, I don't even know what I said then, but all I remember is like, I know it's hotter there than it is here. I know. And then Chicago came up. I hadn't visited Chicago yet. And then like, I always wanted to go. And somebody said, you hadn't been in the winter. You might not want to go. So it's like, okay. Well, and then I said, well, let me just be virtual. I like virtual. Virtual means I can stay anywhere I want. So if I need to stay in Atlanta, I can. Long story short, I've been in the job 2008. This was March. I had a month to find something. I remember March 17th. I said, okay, God, let's do this. I woke up, had a call, had an interview that day, had another one that Wednesday. I'm doing a job today. It was supposed to be 6 months, and it's 10 years. So we get what we want and we get what we need. It's this teaching. It's knowing I may not see it right now, But it's coming. Sometimes it comes just right. Sometimes we don't need every single thing we think about. Because I think about those people that aren't with us anymore, and I know that there's divine order and all of those things. But I think if Michael Jackson had a doctor that said no, he might still be here. He may not have gotten everything he wanted every time he wanted it. We have to figure out what's best for Amy Winehouse. Same. You know, her parents are looking at her and they're not saying anything. Karen Carpenter. You know, I just think about all the people that just kind of, and she didn't get what she wanted and what she needed. Maybe she didn't have the courage to know. She was in her brother's shadow. I love real life stories because we're real life people too. And we're making our own stories. And it's up to us to design them through prayer. We can be creative. Let your light shine. It's in there. It illuminates. You get to be who you are, exactly how you want to be. Ask for it if it's something you want, if it's something you need. The other book that was kind of on my shelf that fell off, because I thought people like Michael Jackson's and the Karen Carpenters were the creative, Peter, you know, we've got an artist out here, you know, you're creative. You're here, but you're creative. Let me get my sentence out, Peter. So these are creative people, right? I consider all of them creative. If you've got a talent, you're creative. We're all creative. He always creates these beautiful songs that seem to go along with what we're about to do. Like, where did he get that from? It's inside him. It's his light, and he's letting his light shine. Each of us can create a creative life and still be here like Peter. Right? Still live long. I think about John, I think it's John Walsh. He lost his son so many years ago. He didn't want that. But there was a need that was created and he filled the gap. And now there are so many lives that are saved because of his method of getting what he needed. Where there is a will, there is a way. Each of us are creative. If it's in your speaking, if it's in how you care for your children or your parent or your wife or your significant other or your garden and your yard or the way you prepare food, the way you drive on the road, you're not texting and driving. You decide to wait. That's thinking about more than you. That's thinking about others. And I think when we serve, we do better, too. This is an opportunity for you to see outside yourself. I believe that the travel adds to that in my life. And if you don't want to get on a plane, travel up to the Blue Ridge Mountains and see how wide open you become. And you're right here in your own same state. Get in your own backyard, get in our beautiful green Atlanta, and see something in a new way to create your creative life, because it's what we say it is. We get what we want, and we can get what we need. I'll close with this story that I can't help but share. Because as we let our light shine, I do want to read one passage from this one, because the light is in us. I'm going to say this first. God is power, and there is no limitations to your power. What I'm talking about here is the energy of your uniqueness, your creative genius, the substance that already exists in reality. Through your faith perceptive, you will outform more of your divine potential than you normally do. So we have to go deeper. Faith draws on the infinite. I did not know where the job was going to come from. IBM is downsizing all the time to this day. And if you're in companies that you're not your own boss, you might be feeling the quakes of that as well. And it shakes you. But it's up to our unlimited faith, because we draw from that, and that's where our light is. And now, if you need things to activate your light, Will and Grace used to activate mine years ago. They got a new Will and Grace now, but it's not as funny to me as the original. But they're there. And so that was laughter. The reruns would come on at night at 11 o'clock, and that would be the last thing I did before I went to sleep was watch Will and Grace. It should have been Karen and Jack, because they were the ones that were making me laugh the most, but it was cute. So I loved Jack. Jack was real authentic. He was right out there. He knew exactly who he was, and his bud Karen let him be who he was. So it made me feel relaxed to go to sleep in laughter. I remember my parents saying, don't go to sleep angry with your spouse. Don't go to sleep angry with you. Be kind to you, because it starts with you. If you want to draw that spouse, you got to be nice to you. You got to be peaceful in you. You got to be compassionate in you. That means you got to be creative in you. If you don't see it now, it's coming. And it's going to come in right order. And it's going to come so you can stay on the planet longer. Want to live it. Want to be happy in it. And know the truth. Nelson Mandela's story. I'm going to read a little bit of this poem that someone wrote. William Ernest Henley, an English poet, critic, and editor in the late Victorian era. He was born on August 23rd, 1849, and died in July 1903. And he wrote this poem, all of you probably know, called Invictus. I won't read the whole thing. I will read the last line. And it says, it matters not how straight the gate, how charged the punishment the scroll. I am the master of my fate, and I'm the captain of my soul. So this man who was in prison for 27 years, don't think he wanted that. What he wanted was freedom for his country, and he became the first black head of state ever elected fully representing the Democrats from 1994 to 1999. Now, if that's not getting what you want and getting what you need, it's if we feel like we are imprisoned in some way, it may not be a physical gated prison because they moved him around a few times. He must have been figuring things out, like we're keeping him, but you couldn't keep him imprisoned. It starts with the light inside of you. Figure out what that is. I can't say it for you. And if you don't know, allow this teaching to help you discover it. Get with a practitioner that knows a clear idea about what's sitting in front of them, because we're all whole and complete. And everything we need is within us. So it may not be this ambitious poem for me, although I like it. I remember when I went off to college, it became this song. And I actually pledged to this song. And I'm going to see if you remember this song. That's not the song. Everybody remember that? Well, let's wait just for a little bit. This is the word. And if you want to go home, right? I went to college. That song came out. I reinvented Angela, and my parents been struggling since. Because I don't want to worry. I want to leave all worries behind. And one of the things I do like to dance, I do like to dance. It's one of my things. And if you don't have your thing, find it. And if you know it, play it, watch it, listen to it. Because sometimes you get what you want, sometimes you get what you need, but you can get anything you want anytime you need it. And so it is. All right, now we've been grooving. Let's continue to groove inside, because that's the gift that's given to us, the signs along the way in our path. If we pay attention to them, it will lead us on our journey. As you breathe in and out, kind of open yourself up, take what works with you and leave the rest. As we resonate in breathing, because that's there all the time. We don't have to go looking for it. It is, and that's how God is. So as you breathe in and out the substance that's readily available for us, this is what I know. This one power that is the ability to create, and what we say and we affirm, we get aligned with the right things we want and need. So we get to live a long, fruitful life, rise and transcend above any challenge that comes, because we have the faith to know that it can be done. And we get in alignment with what vibes with us, what lifts us higher, what makes us smile, what's lighting us up inside so that light can come out. And everyone gets to see that light because it's so bright. And just like a dimmer on the light, you can turn it down, but it all the full power that you need is right there. It's up to you to activate it and turn it up loud if you need to see more. Life does have challenges and obstacles and ups and downs. But just like the waves in the ocean, you just ride and surf them. You have all the tools we need to be able to come out successful. And if we do fall down, we get back up. Knowing better what to do to be able to ride that wave better the next time. We are all creative, and every word we speak is our prayer. So we decide to be very mindful and thoughtful and heartful about what we say about and do about, so we can bring about exactly what's right for us. We give thanks for everything, the big, the small, and all the in-between. We turn those mishaps into lessons, and we create a new adventure in our journey that we call life. We let universal power guide us, direct us, because it's in us, and we navigate well to this magnificence we truly are, uniquely and collectively. And so it is.